This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, I spoke with Steve Whitmer of the Illinois Walking Horse Association.
We're an organization that started in 1967, actually, in Springfield, Illinois. So a lot of great history has been made in Springfield with walking horses. And we are an organization that raises money for different charities over the year. Our current charity has been the Peoria Transportation Unit for the Shriners Hospitals for Children. We host shows, clinics, occasionally some trail rides, you know, all equine activities.
And as I understand, you have a bit of a youth program too?
Yes. Youth is the lifeblood of any horse organization. So we try to encourage a lot of youth participation, you know, getting them on horses that are broke and know their job, that will, teach the youth what to do, so to speak. And it's also a great way for families to get involved. And later on down the road, I've known many families that started off with their kids in the youth program, and later on they have bought horses for themselves and participated in the shows and the trail rides and such.
Sounds great. And can you go ahead and tell us what is unique about walking horses? So what kind of drives your guys' interest for them?
Walking horses, their most unique feature is their gait. So most horses have a walk, trot, and a canter. Our horses, we skip that trot and we have a walk, what they call a running walk, which is just a faster walk, and then, you know, the walking horse canters, you know, they're also versatile, and they do poles, barrels, trail obstacle, fun classes. But the major thing is that they're a gait. It's smooth to ride, there's no bouncing, and it's great for people with back problems, older people who may have had quarter horses or Arabs or whatever sometimes come to the walkers later in life because it is such a comfortable ride.
And can you go ahead and tell us a little bit what the different gait looks like for those who've never been able to witness it before? I know Pasifinos have kind of a close to the ground rapid foot movement gait. So what does the walking horse gait look like?
A walking horse gait, they have a deep striding back end, and that back end pushes them into a pretty, you know, nice, hefty head nod. And that is the big thing. And like you say, it's a lateral gait. So the front and back legs are moving at the same time as opposed to right front, left back in a trotting horse.
I hear that soaring has been kind of an issue in the walking horse industry lately, and I did see that the Illinois Walking Horse Association is supporting the banning of soaring. Would you like to talk about what soaring is?
Our organization has come out in support of the PAST Act, and that stands for Prevent All Soaring Tactics. The Horse Protection Act came into existence in 1970, and I'm only 2 years older than the Horse Protection Act. So for my entire life, these horses have been under government scrutiny, and rightly so. I mean, I think, you know, the major issues for soaring are in the South. But, I mean, it's not by any means solely there. Our state fairs had a couple of violations. So it's one of those situations where the protection of the horse needs to come before anyone's need to win and, you know, get a trophy or get a ribbon or whatever. I mean, there's plenty of information on the Internet for people to look up videos that will pretty much prove that the PAST Act is a much-needed piece of legislation.
And for those who may not know, what is soaring and why is it done?
Soaring is done primarily on the front legs and feet of the horse. So it's mechanical and chemical soaring, which causes the horse pain, which the reaction is to lift higher. You know, not every walking horse is soared to get a nice animated gait, but the people that are often awarded in the national competitions are previous HPA violators.
All right. Well, something to watch out for, and hopefully the walking horse industry can move forward from it.
Yeah, and our club is a prime example of natural horses that don't need any additional man-made help.
All right, very good. And are there different types of walking horses? I know normally when someone hears about a walking horse, it is a Tennessee walking horse. Are there different variations, or did that just become a popular nomenclature?
Well, Tennessee walking horse is the name given because, I mean, that's primarily where the breed originated, kind of in Tennessee and the Deep South. But, you know, and that's where the breed registry started. So I think people just say Tennessee walking horse, a Tennessee walker, a walker. So it's all Tennessee walkers, and they come in various colors, and there's spotted walking horses, there's solid walking horses, you know. So your typical colors of black, chestnut, palomino, gray, just anything you can imagine a Tennessee walking horse can be.
But something they all have in common is their gait.
Their gait, yes.
All right, very good. Well, Steve, is there anything else you want to add about your association or about walking horses in general before we go here today?
Yeah, if people are interested in learning about the association, our web address is iwha.webs.com.
Again, that was Steve Whitmer with the Illinois Walking Horse Association. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.